Close your eyes, pucker your lips, and get ready to plant a big kiss. On your ass, goodbye, America. Free world.
It's pre-apocalyptic times, and there's a new master in town, y'all. It's called China. Hey, it's crystal clear. You're listening to more Morgulons. And you're probably thinking to yourself, I thought this was a show about Morgulons. When did this become some right-wing, racist, conspiracy theory show about COVID-19 being a bioweapon designed by China? When?
Season 5.
This episode. Not really, not really. I'm not racist. I'm not right-wing. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I am so baffled by people continuing to treat this idea as though it is a conspiracy theory. There is no more evidence to support the theory that it arose naturally from a bat being transmitted zoonotically through animal X that has still not been identified, right? They sequenced like 80,000 animals or something like that, and trying to find this whatever mystery animal was that passed it from a bat to a human, still looking. And, you know, the Biden administration did just recently complete its investigation into the origins of the coronavirus, and they said, we can't take the lab leak theory off the table. So it's not a conspiracy theory. To take it one step further,
acknowledge that China has the motive and the means and is run by a stupid psycho dictator.
If COVID-19 was genetically engineered and is still being engineered, perhaps, virus made in a lab in Wuhan or elsewhere in China or outside of China, because we know that BGI Group, Beijing Genomics Institute, developed outposts around the world, set up shops selling its nifty kits to 52 countries, and collected and are still collecting the data of millions, I believe 8 million women around the globe. Oh yeah, pregnant women, and I guess therefore their fetuses, 2 for the price of 1. Nifty. Running this DNA through their supercomputer, looking for the DNA blueprint fingerprint of mental illness. What genetically makes you a Tibetan, a Uyghur? Remember those people they're ethnically cleansing? Yeah. So the guys behind that whole campaign, yep, the Chinese Communist Party, and the pseudo privately held group, BGI Group, have jointly published papers about their research into viruses, respiratory pathogens specifically, and our intelligence agencies have confirmed that Chinese-made COVID test kits and swabs were used to collect DNA genetic information on Americans. That's not a conspiracy theory, that's a news release. But let's talk about the numbers. This is what I want to talk about. Use the web browser of your choice to look up the hot map of coronaviruses around the globe. What do you see? I see a big red hot spot all over America, and for that matter, all of the Americas. Red hot coming in, unfortunately, at number 2 to America is India. Interestingly enough, Pakistan is just a little pink while India is red hot. You guys starting to see what I'm talking about? China's investing in manipulating the weather. Since December 2020, they've been investing more and expanding this experimental project that has them seeding clouds and causing rain over a landmass the size of about India. Flooding anyone? I know we are. Europe? Who else is getting a lot of rain? Go look at the cases on a timeline. New York Times has a good graph, but there may be other publications better. There's these two flat lines at the bottom. China and the continent, it has invested heavily in Africa. Two basically flat lines at the bottom for the most part. The question of the origin of this pandemic, understanding where it came from, how this all got started, is an important question to answer. definitively. Because we need to know to stop the next pandemic. We're in pre-apocalyptic times. So we gotta really get engaged here and figure out why we have not definitively concluded any investigation that determined the origins of the coronavirus. Or as the Chinese say,
a superbug killed all white people.
I call it the mystery virus. That's what I have a mystery disease too. It's called Morglans. Still sucks. Still got it. My lip's falling off. I don't know what's happening with your Morglans, but shout out Abby. Left some really good comments last episode. I always get a happy feeling when I see comments left by Abby. I'm very interested to hear what happens with your Accutane course, my dear. Hope it goes well. So far, I still got the Morglans. My hair is alive. HSV, yeah, that'd be a good question to add. Whether people had exposures to certain environmental conditions, you know, soils. Anybody who wants to provide their information and partner up with us figuring out the fucking Morglans in an unbiased manner, having fun as a community, but also pitch in, put your data in if you haven't already, Morglan people. I want to know more about that result. 22% of Morgies haven't had or having cancer at some point in their lives. General population, the rate right now is 4%. What's up with that? Can that data be validated? This is a good start. We got to start somewhere. These are important questions. This is a weird mystery illness. Some people think it's a bioweapon. I've never really taken that seriously, but I am starting to take seriously the idea that COVID is. And what can you or I do about it? Fuck if I know. Pucker up our assholes and pray? I guess we could write our senators, but we know how that went last time with the CDC. Y'all, I'm gonna get back to the map. Norte and Sur Americas. North and South Americas and all the countries contained, all the beautiful countries and peoples contained in them, and all the islands everywhere around them.
We got a lot of COVID. Brazil, number 3.
We got hammered by this virus. We're still getting hammered by it. We got like 1,000 people dying a day over here in Americas. I don't know, wherever you are in the world listening from, I'm with you. You're with me. Let's interbe, because we have to coexist, don't we? How is it that China, the place this virus was first identified, has had about, let's say conservatively, 93,000 cases confirmed of COVID with around, I don't know, almost 5,000 deaths from COVID? Okay, 5,000 deaths. America's crawling up on 700,000. Millions have died. And are dying. And are dying. I wonder how many deaths there are per hour around this world of ours. Let's talk about the numbers. And they will be different by the time this is published. There's been like 224 million cases. I think 5 million deaths. We're crawling up on the 6 million or so Jews killed in the Holocaust. Shout out to my Israeli brothers and sisters. Let's talk United States. There's been like 44 million cases and 700,000 deaths or something like that. Number 2, India. They have had about 40 million cases, I think, and 500,000 deaths. We grieve with you, India. Number 3, Brazil. 21,587,000 cases. United Kingdom, number 4. 7,234,000. Russia, 7,209,000. I cannot go on because it's too much death to talk about on this silly show. But I think it's interesting and worth noting and talking about that if we're looking at the coronavirus through a geopolitical lens, these are China's foes.
How does Brazil fit into this? I don't fucking know. If you've got theories, information, or ideas, please leave a comment. This should be a public discourse. But Brazil, no, I don't know anything about that yet.
But Russia seems a target, not an ally of the Chinese, because China is going for that land grab, y'all, into India, into Russia. Look at the map. Look at the map. They want to weaken the two nuclear powers in the area because they believe that China should expand its global reach there and around the world. They've been investing heavily in long-term strategic projects using quote-unquote private industry to modernize their military. What are some 21st century military weapons? Let's talk about what they've invested in. Genetic sequencing, weather modification systems. Once again, let's go back to India and Russia. Maybe Brazil, simply because it's one of the most rich, large, and powerful countries in South America. Just take out the big guy. And obviously, top doggy dog, United States. I don't think we're the top doggy dog for long. That's really ethnocentric. I know that word. And I think, well, let's just face it, Facebook and Amazon are the bread and circuses of the falling empire. I'm your clown, Crystal Clear.
Excuse me?
Yes?
Did you know China is the country with the most Chinese delivery men?
What?
The idea that China could control the coronavirus so well with their draconian measures of social distancing and PPE and testing.
How are they getting to the store? How are they getting food? Who's driving the train? The truck and the plane that are delivering the food. Where's the pile of a billion used masks? How does it work? If a tester tests a person who's positive, does the tester go into quarantine and an alternate replaces them over and over and over? Because the way it works over here is it's a highly contagious virus. And even though y'all got an old-fashioned vaccine that was supposedly less effective than our newfangled mRNA vaccines in America, still China, through its strict measures, whatever the fuck those were and whatever the fuck that looks like on the ground, even if you separate the coronavirus patients meticulously, they've never shut the whole country down, just regions. And they were never shutting it down for very long, and they haven't had a shutdown really much at all. China with the Great Wall. We were gonna have a wall. Mexico was gonna pay for it. I don't know what happened with that. Oh yeah. It was the psychobabble ramblings of a delusional, washed-out has-been, our Lord and Savior Donald Trump. You know, I have to say, I think he might have been right for the wrong reasons about China. But recently in the headlines, China announced that it was making it illegal for tech companies to collect data on Chinese citizens, citing privacy? Are you kidding? Big Brother, I'm not buying it. They just are fully embracing the power that this information, the strategic advantage that this information must have. And let's be real, there have been instances of bioweapons used throughout the world in the past by various actors. Some including probably the United States. I don't know much about this subject, but I'm gonna say yes, that's my guess. But what's been the big obstacle as the feasibility of using a bioweapon up until now of like major consequence, like a consequential bioweapon? Well, the problem has always been you don't wanna kill your own people. Well, how do you do that? You sequence the DNA and analyze it, put it through a supercomputer using AI, and that shit gets COVID-y. Stay tuned.